views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of the wonderful Angels and Answers with our esteemed partner, Arthur Hoffman.
Well, thank you very much.
And Sky Siegel. Thanks, everybody. We'd like you guys to call us at the studio so that you can get a free reading. And as soon as Brian puts up the number, I will give it to you, unless you have it, Audie.
I think it's 800-930-2819.
Cool. And now if you'd like to get a reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. And Artie, your number?
877-ANGEL-02. Also, check out my website, artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And it explains all what's going on in my life and what's happening, and you'll get to see the face behind the voice. And I would love to do a reading for you. And Sky and I would be more than happy to do a party with you and the gang. And if you want to have a girls' night out or if there's a special occasion, you know, feel free to give us a call anytime, and we'd be more than happy to do readings for you. So, and it's always a lot of fun. And
Oh my God.
People always go, what they say? They always go, what they say, what they say, what they say when they come out of the reading. Everybody else wants to know, what they say, what they say.
It is so much fun. It's a great relaxing night out. You get so much information from your loved ones who are dying to talk to you, no pun intended. And it's just a real fun time. And Artie and I make it fun, you know. This is nothing to be solemn about. This is just absolutely a
yeah, it's not all seriousness. It's also, you know, it's also lots of joy and fun and pleasure, and it really is, you know. And we keep it up. We try to keep it on the light side. And there's also a lot of healing that goes on, too, when we do readings. So it's a fun experience. And, you know, definitely a lot more pros than cons, I'll tell you that much.
Yes. It's a very healing experience to so many people that really feel that they didn't get the chance to say goodbye. And even though you did, actually, spirit hears you. So if anybody out there feels that they didn't get the opportunity to say goodbye to their loved ones, please stop thinking that way, because they do hear you. And you actually did get to say goodbye. However, the only thing that's missing is the answer, their response. And that's what we're here for, to tell you how they're feeling and to tell you what they need to tell you, which is so beautiful, because they always come with absolutely amazing information. And, you know, they only give you the information that they feel that's very pertinent to your life at the time of the reading. You know, their time here is very precious. And they make sure, you know, sometimes you're expecting something else and you don't get it. It's only because they have an agenda. And they make sure that they get all the good stuff, the stuff that's really going to help you in your life journey, in. And I have come to the conclusion that they know better than we do. And that is so true. They know so much more than we do, and they know exactly what we need. We may not think at the moment that we do need that, but believe it or not, we do. We absolutely do. And I know you've had a lot of experience.
What was this?
I said, I know that you've had a tremendous amount of experience with spirit and with them choosing and picking what they want to say to their loved ones.
You know, I just got a couple of testimonials that were put on my Facebook.
Yes.
And it actually blew me out of the water. And I bumped into somebody else. I've been bumping into people lately. People were telling me that, you know, they got a reading by me and all the healing that they got and the specifics. And I'm just like overwhelmed by it. You know, I just, you know, I'm very touched. I'm very flattered. And that people, you know, regard us in such a high light to be able to be in such an important position in their life. And that we were such a key element to help them heal and to give them answers and to predict things before they happen. I think it's the coolest thing, you know, to predict things before they happen, to say, and I go, oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I do it all the time, but it's like, wow, that really happened? Wow. Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. And you know, people in public have been coming up to me and giving me these affirmations. And then someone just blew me away with this incredible testimonial on my Facebook. And I want everyone to check out. It's really an amazing feat. And then switching gears just a little bit, you know, last night I went to the Beatles show. I went to a cover band called Let It Be.
Yes.
They were freaking amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I loved every single moment of it. I had such a good time, such a good time. Yes. And the energy was sky high. The performance was super fantastic. And, you know, they looked like the Beatles. Not exactly, but actually throughout parts of the show, some of the guys looked more like their character than the actual character. You know, like different people of the band, as they were changing costumes and stuff like that, their faces actually formed more to whether it be John Lennon or Paul McCartney or Ringo or George. And it was just such a cool experience. And their voices were amazing and they sounded just like the Beatles. And it was just, and they had everybody up on their feet and dancing. And oh my God, the energy was absolutely amazing. It was at Morristown at the PAX Theater. And they got a lot of top-notch performances there. And then this Saturday, I'm going to see Mamma Mia.
Oh, I heard that was amazing.
Yeah, I saw it like two times already, you know, and it's a really, really good show. So I'm looking forward. I haven't seen it in years, and I enjoy the ABBA music because it's the songs of ABBA. So,
yes.
But it's,
I love ABBA.
It's a cute story. It's a fun story. So
that's so nice. That really is so nice. It's always enjoyable to break your life up into the serious part, the business part, and of course, which everybody forgets to do, is the fun part. And that is so important because those few hours that you have really enjoying yourself lets off so much tension and so much steam that you are actually a new person after that. I've come to learn that through my own experience. And it doesn't have to be like 7, 8 hours, 10 hours, you know, of, you know, straight enjoyment, although it would be nice. But even that little bit that you do for yourself, never feel that you're not worth it to do it. Always make the time for yourself. It's so important to blow off that steam.
You know, there's always, people could always make the excuse, oh, I got work to do, I got this to do, I got that to do. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be there. So, you know, rather than make yourself a workhorse and just constantly put your nose to the grindstone, you know, I mean, I live my life and people get upset with me. Close people, a part of my life, get upset with me because they think that I always live the life of Riley. Emotionally, I do. Emotionally, let me tell you something. I am a multi-millionaire when it comes to friends and when it comes to you know, just the quality of my overall life and the sense of my emotions and stuff. I mean, I get upset and I get ticked and angry here and there, and that's a part of the game, you know. But
sure.
Let me tell you something. I definitely take care of myself, and I stay within my means. And again, you gotta treat yourself. You have to treat yourself. And and that's what's going to give you, you know, peace of mind. That's what's going to bring you happiness. And you deserve it. You know, it's not just for the other guy. It's for you. It's for everyone who's listening to us right now. It is for you, you know, and just like I said, putting yourself on the back burner and feeling sorry for yourself or self-pity or, you know, yeah, life could really bite. Want to know something? You got to take a break in the action. And what I got a really big charge out of was watching all the older people, because it's the Beatles. You know, you have these people in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and literally a couple of them were in the 80s. And they were all dancing and, like, letting it loose and having a great time. And
I love that. I love that when everybody can just cut loose. And everybody becomes like a family at that point, you know? There's no Yeah, because there's no inhibitions. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's like one entity. You know what I mean? It's great.
But it was just so much fun. I'm telling you. You know, Scott, you and I, we went out last weekend, and we had a really great time down the shore listening to music. And it just puts you on a different plane. And you know, sometimes whoever I go with, I always say, you know, forgive me if I don't pay much attention to you. I didn't do that last night, but a lot of times when I go to a show, it's like almost like nobody else is with me. I'm so, like, engulfed in the music. So, but listen, everybody, we got to go to a commercial break. So Sky and I will come right back. And if you want to call in, feel free. So stay tuned, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Mother, hello father, here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Welcome back to Angels and Answers, and here is Sky Siegel. Take it away, Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back, and thanks for joining us again for Angels and Answers. Sorry about that little delay. Not really hearing the full song. It's coming in and out, so I wasn't sure if it was finished. Please pardon me. But anyway, today we have some really great topics, and one of our topics is about sex and love, and that should be
no, well, the thing is about love. No, the thing is with love and sex and stuff. You know, it's weird. You know, a lot of people. There's two ways to look at it in a relationship when it comes to love and sex and being verbal. Also, you know, a lot of people will say, "Yeah, I love you, I love you, I love you," and but yet they don't show it in their actions. And you know, a lot of people, you know, they get mixed messages, and it's very difficult to fully emotionally invested into someone when the actions aren't meeting the words. But then you have the other kind who's very expressive in their actions, but yet they're not very verbal about it. And
right.
I mean, the ultimate best is when you could feel it and express it. That's the best. And what happens a lot of times is, like, you know, people in relationships, they kind of take each other for granted, and it's like, you know, you love each other, but it's not fully expressed all the time. And it really is. It's very, very important, I believe, to express it.
So, you know, because it's just human, it's part of human character, human nature, you know, wanting to hear, you know, all the good stuff, you know, and, you know, but like I said, there's a lot of, and even with the texting, you know, you know, it's our, if somebody says, oh, they only texted me one XO after I just sent them 12 of them.
Listen, you know what? And there's also a flip side to that. What if you're in a relationship and your partner tells you, you know, in certain parts of the relationship, oh, I love you, but every action that that person does goes against every word that person is saying. So you're getting, that person is actually playing with your head, you know? Because if I believe that, you know, when you have an argument with somebody, it's supposed to be out in the open. You go through it, and then you get your views, they get their views, and then it's over. You come to a happy medium. But in most cases, in some cases anyway, when you are having an argument and that person is telling you all kinds of things, and then they say after it all, I love you, I love you. Do you believe that? Can you believe that? You know, that's really, a lot of times people do that. And it's very frustrating because you know at the end of the day that your partner is playing head games with you, you know? And it's hard to come to the bitter reality that your life has been a farce ever since you got married or ever since you started dating or ever since you moved in with the person. So, you know, how do you feel after that? How are you supposed to feel when you've trusted somebody for the amount of time you have, and then you find out that it was all a ploy to get what that person either wanted, needed at the time, or to use you for whatever things that that person needed you for? You know, that happens a lot. That happens a lot.
You want to know? So I want to explain something, because I've been, you know, through all the girls that I've dated and the women that I've married, and in one of my relationships where, and what has happened after I got invested in a relationship, you know, and I do sincerely, I did sincerely love my partner in life. But the thing is, the way they live their life, you like, sometimes you don't realize it until you're, that's why I strongly believe in living with someone before you get married, if you get married. But because you know, like the saying goes, you know, try the shoe on before to make sure it fits before you just automatically go in. People get infatuated right away and it seems like everything is super wonderful. And then all of a sudden you realize after the fact, after you've already invested your thoughts and emotions and everything, you realize that after living with the person for a while, that they're not everything. It's not everything that you hope for it to be, whether it be within the relationship or whether it be within their circumstances or whatever.
And also, and so I feel like they're not really letting you see the actual person that they really are. So they're playing with your mind, they're bamboozling you, and they're leading you to believe one thing when they're an actually totally different person in essence. You know, when they become comfortable, they become a totally different person. And that's really scary. And a lot of people go through that. And that's why a lot of people are afraid these days to marry. And I agree with you. Marriage should be the very last thing on the agenda as far as going out with a person, meeting a person, going out, finding out how they are, how they accept stress. And the last thing you should think about is marriage, because you really need to know that person inside out and backwards before you make such a huge commitment. You know, a lot of people play head games, and it's sad.
One of the biggest mistakes that people make, and is because, and it's mostly, this is mostly a girl thing than a guy thing. They'll start comparing themselves to their other friends or family members, especially friends that are getting married, all right? And they want that security. They want the house, the marriage, the car. They want the kids. They want, you know, they want the security of, you know, growing you know, already being with somebody. And a lot of times, and I've seen this happen many times, where they ended up forcing themselves, literally, emotionally forcing themselves to be with somebody where they know darn right that they don't belong in that relationship.
That's so true. So true. And then, of course, go ahead.
And I've always said, if you're going to marry somebody or if you're going to be committed to somebody, it better be because you're really in love with that person. You really, really care about that person. Because if you're doing it for the material world or for the security or for whatever, I guarantee you it's going to be very, very short-lived.
Yeah.
And you're going to end up screwing yourself big time because that facade will only last for so long. You know, and you don't know each other until you go away with each other, whether it be on vacation or whether you start living together, whatever it is. You don't know each other until you really start hanging out with each other and you start finding out each other's quirks and kinks about each other. You know, because there's a lot of people who you could consider that they're very good friends, you know, and you love them to death, and even with certain family members. But yet when you... when you start to hang out with them, it's a totally different ball game. And, you know, like I said, some people are just kept just as really good acquaintances. Other people are kept as really good friends. But as far as to be a partner in your life, you know, that's a different story. And like I said, you don't know that until you start going out with them a lot or you start living together. And life is a trial and error. And also, we have to go to a commercial break right now.
Ready?
So, all right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Sunday morning, up with the lark. I think I'll take off.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Access Consciousness is coming back to Seattle this April for three amazing events. Mark your calendars. April 20th through the 22nd is the Access Consciousness Body Classes, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Facilitated by Dr. Glenna Rice. Explore verbal processes and hands-on bodywork that will unlock the tension, resistance, and dis-ease of the body by shifting energy dynamically. April 23rd through the 25th is the Advanced Access Body Class with Gary Douglas. What if you could undo a whole lot of limitations that you have locked into your body and create an alteration of the way your body functions? Then, on April 26th at 7 p.m., join Gary Douglas for the Abuse Hold class. This is the first time ever that this dynamic process is being presented in a class format. Find out more about these Access Consciousness April events in Seattle by visiting transformation.events. That's transformation.events.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The Ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long? As I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what you see. I hear their cries. Just say if it's too late for me.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, Sky Siegel. Hi, everyone. Getting back to what we were saying, you know, it's a very tough call when you're in a relationship and you have so much invested in that relationship. You're finding out that it's not working out the way you exactly planned it to. And then you second guess yourself and you say, how much can I take? And you weigh the pros against the cons. And there's a lot of women out there, unfortunately, that run into this situation because, you know, they're stay-at-home moms. They are not working. They've given up their careers to raise a beautiful family. And they're kind of in a stuck position. They're kind of in a position where if the husband left, you know, how would they support their children? And how would their children have the same quality of life, you know? I'm sure after a while, when they get themselves emotionally straightened out and they get themselves back into their careers, I'm sure they'll be fine. But there's a lot of people out there that don't want to do that. You know, they take the grief, they take the aggravation. And what happens is they're always hoping that one day a light bulb will go off in their partner's mind and that everything will be rosy again. And they also remember the times, and this is a proven fact. They remember the times. Our brain works on a set of neurons. And it happens to be that when you're in an abusive relationship or when you're in a relationship that you don't want to get out of because of that you have so much invested in it, your mind tends to suppress the heartaches, the hard times, and only focus on the good times because you're always wanting those good times to back. So it's not only metaphysical, it's physical. So, you know, there's a lot to contend with. There's a lot of healing to contend with and a lot of different aspects of what you have invested in the middle of all this. So I suggest to anybody that this touches base with, so before you make any decisions on how you're going to go, either way, stay or go, that you speak to some type of a therapist and get a fresh perspective on what's going on, either to validate what you are feeling or to maybe have both of you come in and straighten out matters that just weren't discussed.
What happens also, again, another big mistake that people make, after they haven't been with their partner for a while, the ego starts to play a mind job on you, and they forget all the hard times of why they originally broke up or what the major problem was. When you're separated, you know, a lot of times it is very hard during transitions, and you have to go without, whether it be financially or socially or whatever. And it gets a little harder. And so what happens is that a lot of times people end up going back to their partner because they only remember the good times. They only remember the positive aspects of their relationship, forgetting about why they even broke up to begin with. Or it's like, oh, it's been so long. It's been so many months. You know, we could work over it and it's not so bad. Also, when you're not together anymore, the expectations aren't there. So when you don't have expectations upon anybody, of course, you're going to look at everybody from a healthier point of view, a healthier light. And, you know, so it's very easy to, you know, allow yourself to go back with somebody, unless if you do go back with somebody without actually living together right away, but going to counseling right away to try to cure the problem of why you guys broke up to begin with. And if you're willing to work on that and work on that, and it's not like an overnight thing, then possibly, which is a rarity, but possibly you could work it out to try to say, you know, why, you know, you guys are broken up and you're going to fix the problem. If it turns out to be because of a trust issue, you know, that's very, very difficult to overcome. As far as a trust issue, because when somebody screws you over, it's an extreme rarity. I mean, it's like one in a billion. I won't even say one in a million. It's like one in a billion where somebody will all of a sudden play straight pool on you after they've wronged you. And then you're going to be conditioned your whole life. Like, oh, it's like all of a sudden they're a little late. You're automatically assuming that they're talking to another person. You jump to all these conclusions. And so that, for me personally, the healthiest thing to do is just move along. And like I said, you try to go back with somebody, you could try to justify all you want. And the person, I'm going to throw to you a very common cliche, and it's 100% true. A leopard does not change its spots. They are who they are. So unless that they have like royally proved themselves to you above and beyond for a long time, and not just a few months, but a long, long time, then, you know, you could see, all right, maybe this could work out. But what happens is that people tend to be narcissists. Narcissists, I found out, means many different things. A narcissist is all of a sudden will start to pretend that they're really good, or they'll do everything you want them, that you wanted them to do, or how to be. They'll be like that for a week, 2 weeks, if you're lucky, maybe a month. And then they'll go right back into that old routine, and you're right back stuck with your crap. And so many women have said to me, I don't believe it. I was out, I was free, I was clear, and the girls fell right back into the relationship, and now they're stuck further than they were when they first started, and they kicked themselves in the butt.
And then you get to a point where you feel disgusted about going home because your partner is there, or you're walking on eggshells, and that's not living.
No, that's absolutely not living. In fact, that's, I think, the cruelest thing that could happen to a person, honestly, because you are forfeiting your happiness, you know, and you're trying to trust and believe in that other person. And what you're doing is really, you're building a life on false hope. And what you said before is so true. A leopard never changes their spots. It's only a matter of time until those spots start growing back. And once they usually do grow back, they grow back darker. You know?
Yeah, no, that's, I agree with that. And, yeah. You know, and then they feel like, oh, you're never going to leave me, or, oh, you're never going to. And that's what happens. A lot of people feel, because you've been together since the Stone Ages, because you've been together forever, I could do anything I want to, you say anything I want to, and I'm saying, you're not going to leave me. Where are you going to go? Who's going to want you? You're too ugly. You're too this. You got too many kids. You got this. You got that. And they throw all this crap at you, and then it starts doing a mind game. And then a lot of times people, that the only thing that they have in common is the sex. And then the few moments that it's over, or a minute or two if you're lucky, after it's over, you're right back to the royal crap of things again.
So sex
is icing on the cake. Sex is an important molecule in a relationship. It definitely is. But it's icing on the cake. It's not the base foundation.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
absolutely.
To me,
you're right. You're absolutely right. Sex is the, like you said, the icing on the cake. What is the real nice, thick, dense cake is the way your relation builds within love. And if you're building a relationship strictly on sex, that relationship will break apart, you know?
And Sky, with that, we got to go to a commercial break. All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Child, you're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid?
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrants, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Yeah, I love it too. It's amazing, and it's a classic. I mean, it always brings up my spirits, you know, my emotions.
It really is. It's such a fun song to listen to. Like, everybody gets into it when you hear that song.
I know. It's just so, you can't help but tap your feet or move your hands. I'll tell you, Saturday night was one of the best nights I've had in, I can't, umpteen years. I mean, we sat
in 85 years.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we had such great music. It was a live band, folks, and they were amazing, and the food was amazing.
We went to McClune's. Went to McClune's in Long Branch, and
right on the our right shoulder was the water. Amazing. And the food was phenomenal. The company was, of course, great. And the dancing was such fun. And I haven't cut a rug like that in a long time. And you know, the ambiance of the place was such that everybody was up and dancing. And everybody had a great time. And it wasn't like, I'm with you, you're with me. It was, everybody was together as like a family, like a big group. And we had such a great time. It was just so nice. And I'm telling you, the piece of that water next to us was absolutely breathtaking.
Well, just give the people an update, just to let them know that the restaurant that we went to where they had music and food and all that, we were literally right on the beach. So it's a restaurant on the beach. So when you look out all the glass windows, you have the ocean, you know, you're looking at the ocean waves. And what was really cool also, I was noticing, like the people who were just sitting down, if they weren't dancing, they were enjoying the band and watching everybody else dance.
Yes. And everybody was swaying to the beat, even in their seats. It was so nice. It was such a great surprise. And it was, you know, it brought my spirits up for the entire week because I kept thinking about it and I kept thinking about that music. And the band was phenomenal. They played everything from Judas Priest to
Billy Joel, the Beatles, they played everything. They did.
Yeah.
They played the 60s, the 70s. They played a little, I don't know if they played AC/DC, but what was the song? I made a suggestion. They said that they could play it, but they didn't play it. And it was 24 hours ago, I want to be sedated. And they play that song, but I've heard that kind of music. But it's all fun 60s, 70s dancing music. And it was just a blast. Skye and I had such a great time. It was the first time her and I went out just together, just to go out and let our hair down and have fun. And it was a blast. And I've taken other friends there. And it's always, always, always a great time. And I've even been by there myself. I'm the type of person, I'm comfortable. I'm very comfortable with going out by myself and just sitting in the ambiance and enjoying the music and having a bite or a drink or whatever. And I'm just in pig heaven. Even if I'm going to the movies, you know, I have no problem with going to the movies by myself. And you're not talking to your partner anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know what it is? It's that you're confident in being a leader. You know, it's wonderful to have friends around and it's all the more fun. But obviously,
absolutely.
It's just such fun with yourself. You know what I mean? And that's good. That's a confident person. That's somebody who can really know what they want and go and succeed and get it. Because, you know, a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people are very codependent on others. And that's another thing that interferes in relationships, being so codependent. And the expectation of your partner for you to fulfill every whim that person has, you know?
A lot of people have a tendency to lose their self in a relationship.
Yes.
And when you start disconnecting from being yourself and you're trying to be more like how your partner wants you to be, or you're not going out with friends or as much or whatever, then, you know, you start losing a sense of yourself. And then that falls into depression. You want to know something? It's really nice when you listen to beautiful ballad songs. And, you know, it's like Barry White, "You're My First, You're My Last, You're My Everything." And there's a bunch of songs like that where, you know, "You're My Everything" and, you know, "The Moon and the Sun Rises by You." Well, the truth of the matter is, if you were to put all your expectations, all your emotions invested in one person, then you're up for a big letdown. Because what happens is that everything based on that other person's emotions affects you so, so much, whether they go with you or they don't go with you, whether they agree with you or disagree with you or whatever. It's like everything, you're riding on everything based on one person. And that is so unhealthy. And that's why it's very, very important to sustain and maintain other quality relationships, you know, with other friends and not just your partner. You know, you have your time with your partner and quality time with your partner, and you share intimacies and certain things with your partner that you don't share with anybody else. But yet there's other people who you share a common denominator with that you don't share with your partner, you know, in certain conversations or certain interests. And it's extremely normal and healthy to be that way.
Yes, it's so healthy to be that way, because at the end of the day, you have lost yourself. and you're unhappy with yourself. And this could be a secondary thought. You could be putting this in the back of your mind and not realizing why you're so unhappy, because you always want to please. But sometimes, even though you want to please so hard, you do so much to please that person, it's never enough. It's just not
enough. You want to know something? In a previous marriage that I had, you know, wife number two, amongst my harem. No, but with wife number two, when we got engaged, she said to me, she says, "I just want you to know," or I think when we were going out, maybe not even, we didn't even hit engaged yet, but while we were going out, she said to me, "I just want you to know, once a year, sometimes twice a year, I go away with my friends. It's just me and the girls, and you cannot tell me that I can't go." I said, "No." I said, "I have no problem with that whatsoever." And then I would also go away with my friends, or I would go away myself and do certain journeys or whatnot. And we never stopped each other. And when my wife, when she went away, not only did I don't want to say allow it, or I'll say agree to it, I agreed to it, but I gave her money just to make sure that she wasn't stressed out about money, that she could go out and have a good time.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, honey. We have to wrap up the first segment, and we'll be right back right after the station break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.